Thank you, Denbre. Hello, everyone. I'm going to keep my glasses on because then I can see you. The old me would have taken my glasses off, so I'm detached and I'm not looking at these faces. So thank you for your smiling faces. I'm going to ask my higher power to give me the words to say to you. So thank you, HP. So you are getting now, because I haven't got a clue what I'm going to say. The only thing I thought about is I thought about my sponsor. Whenever she's asked, you know, to do a share, she always does an acronym. And I was thinking now what the acronym would be. And my higher power said, no other way. Wow. No other way but now. And a month ago, I suffer from rheumatoid arthritis. And usually I get a flare-up in one hand or the other. And me, I go to work when I have a flare-up in one hand, all bandaged up and everything else, and use just one hand. And I just have to laugh at myself. And then I was at work a month ago, and I got the flare-up in both hands, because HP says she's not listening with one hand. Let me give her both hands. Why not, right? And it was very interesting because I live on my own, just me and HP. So having no hands to work was a very interesting exercise. And it reminded me during that time, because I couldn't do anything. And the pamphlet just for today, I couldn't even apply that to me just for today. I couldn't even think about having a whole day and not being able to do anything. So I was thinking, higher power, just for now, I can't do this. And then when I could, I had a meeting with my sponsor, and I was telling her, and I went, you know, this just for today sometime, you know, it doesn't even apply. I went, I couldn't even do just for today. I had to do just for now, and just for now. And then that evening, after I finished the conversation with my sponsor, I thought, I wonder what the topic for this convention is. I get some smiles, and I looked at it, and it said, now. And I thought, wow, is that how you wanted me to get the message, to pass it on, that experience, you know, of now? And of course, the other now is the time that my higher power wanted me to speak to you. Denbre asked me last year. I booked my flights and I was coming over. And then my flights got cancelled. And of course, me, I've said yes to service. By hook or by crook, expression in English, I'm going to get there. Right, never mind that my flight was cancelled. I tried other flights and I tried everything else, and then other things were happening in my life. I'm thinking, no, I'm going to get there. And then eventually I had enough recovery to go, higher power, you're trying to tell me something. How could you not let me go and do service? Because I, you know, never say no to service, right? And I hear like the voice of my sponsor saying, it's in higher power's time, not your time, Anita. And I thought, maybe. So then I wanted to give plenty of notice, so I let Denbre know, and I went, I don't think I'm going to make it. And then comes all the feelings that has already been mentioned. You know, guilt, and I didn't try hard enough, what will they think of me, and all sorts. And then during that time that the convention was, I got ill. And I thought, thank you, HP, because of course he knows more than I do. My awareness is just limited to my human mind. I don't know what he's got planned for me. So of course then I was asked again, you know, this year. And 2 weeks ago on Thursday, at this time, I woke up in the resuscitation room in accident and emergency with the doctors telling me I'm not going to make Thursday night. And I thought, ooh. Anyway, when I realized that, well, that's all I thought. When I realized that, all I was concerned about was, he said, can you give me your next of kin? And I went, I haven't got one. And I thought, they're not going to take higher power's address as the next of kin, because I don't even know where he lives with me. And that was an interesting conversation, because he went, you don't realize how ill you are. We need to contact someone for you. And I went, there is no one. Of course, there's no concept with people that, you know, this person doesn't have anyone. And my manager, who I have had a very interesting relationship with, we are not on the same wavelength. We don't like each other. We don't work the same way. And I can go on, you know. And she went, I'll give my name. And I'm thinking, really? I went, higher power? Oh, okay. Mia was out of it, you know. And then they did all these tests, and I'm hooked up to it. I won't bore you with the medical details. It's not for here. And then after the test, the doctor goes, I'm going to transfer you to Harefield Hospital, which is a long way from where I live in Luton, in sunny Luton. You would only know about Luton if you've gone to the airport there, otherwise you wouldn't know about it, so, and that's okay. And I thought, I'm not going to Harefield, I don't know anyone there. I know I may not have anyone here, but at least I know some people. So I said, and he went, I'm getting an ambulance to transfer you to Harefield. And I went, no. And he just stopped in his tracks. It's like we do what the doctors say, generally. And I went, no, I'm not going. I went, you don't understand. I need this test doing, and it needs to be done straight away. And I went, no, I'm not going. I'm staying here. Keep me in.